The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 6th of March, 2023. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm in there. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. And what kind of national day are we looking at?
Oh, so if you like Oreos, it's National Oreo Day.
Oh, dear.
Wait a minute. It's what?
Oreos.
National Oreos Day.
Yes, but it's also, there's all sorts of candies days today to go along with National Dentist Day.
Oh.
National Business Day?
Dentist
Day. God, let me turn myself up here.
I guess.
Right. So, yeah, it's okay. National Oreo Day, National Chocolate Cheesecake Day, National Frozen Food Day, and, of course, National Dentist Day.
Well, let's go find a dentist you like and give them a little call. Say, thanks a lot, doc. Do you ever hear these arguments between doctors, you know, that do doctor stuff and dentists?
No. I don't hear doctors like what?
This is Dr. Smith. This is Dr. Jones. Dr. Smith is a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something wrong. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, because, well,
I see,
I
see it. You know,
I have it in my family. So,
oh, yeah.
If you are a PhD, that's a doctor, a different kind of doctor than a real, like a medical doctor.
Yeah. And that's in one side of the family. Oh.
And then you know what I mean.
Oh, then we have other, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doctor. What if they say that? Doctor.
Anyway, it's true, though. And how about all those people who grew up where, in the day, when mothers, well, today it's whoever stays home, but back in the olden, I sound so aged.
A decade
when,
ago. 10 years ago.
When mothers stayed home, maybe it's 50s, 60s, maybe even 70s, where mothers stayed home, and when their kids got home from school, the mother would have cookies or sweets, and they would look forward to getting home because mom was there, and they always had the smell of fresh baked cookies.
We know what you're talking about. How your brother and you
not
used to
us.
Fight
I'm
over
not talking about
fight
me.
Over ding dongs.
Yeah, and ho hos. Yeah, there was only one. We get one a day, but we were both super like active and skinny, and never played. You know, we were outside kids and all that. So let's go into the weather real fast. We're going to have our high today is just 44. If you're stepping outside, nasty outside, rain, snow, then showers today. And tonight looks like it's going to be overnight lows of 34. Looks like we're going to have, total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half an inch that's possible. Tuesday rain and snow showers likely before 10 a.m. then showers. High near 45, light variable winds. Chance of precipitation is about 90%. Little or no snow is expected tomorrow. Now, Wednesday, slight chance of rain and snow before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of snow, showers between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. That's on Wednesday, where it looks like it's going to be a high of 49, overnight lows of 33. Thursday, chance of rain, then snow with a high of 50 and overnight lows of 38. Heavy rain Thursday night. Heavy rain predicted for Friday with a high of 52.
We may be getting snow today in Redding.
And there's going to be runoffs from snowpack as well. So just
at the same time we're having rain, we're having runoffs.
We're going to have runoffs.
Wow. Okay, everybody. Hey, the weather report is always brought to you by our friends over in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. They truly treat their friends as, or their customers as warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other discounts in there, too. But you got to give them a call, 365-530-365-3793. I never had to put 530 in there, but somehow our
when
phones
did that
have,
change?
It's been in the last – Tim Scarborough's with
Tim,
us.
Tim,
you know, when did that change?
We're going to bring you in here.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that myself
it was
the
over
other
the,
day.
It was a, at least, it's been going on – look, Nathan, a year – did it, or 2 years.
At least a year. I don't know about beyond that.
But you know what? There wasn't like a big announcement. It was just that when you dial a number, it would go,
yeah,
your number cannot
go
through
a dial. Well, like some of my phones, numbers that are in my phone, I'll be driving and I'll be thinking about somebody and I'll put it in there and say, call so-and-so, and it won't go through because I don't have the 530. And I just, I'm like, I'm not going to pull over and do that. So you have to go through your cell phone now and put 530 in front of all of the phone numbers that are local. Okay. By the way, with somebody very special with us.
Can I say something first? Before we start with Tim, I don't even know if I should say this. It's not about Tim or you or me. Because I don't know if I talk about it, I'm spreading something weird. But the University of Massachusetts sounds the alarm on TikTok drinking after nearly 30 students taken to the hospital. In TikTok, there is this drink called Borg. And it's a mixture of alcohol, electrolytes, flavoring, and water, dubbed Blackout Rage Gallons or Borgs. And it's a binge drinking trend. Of course, here's TikTok. It's really good for us. And they ended up calling in 27 ounces.
Wow.
None of the kids are in life-threatening state. But, you know, I said, how stupid are kids today? And then I thought back on things we used to drink, like we used to make, like, as Nathan said, jungle juice back in when I was in college. And there would be people just, whoo.
Vomiting their guts out.
Yeah, but we didn't call. We just, you know.
We don't like to say that's not attractive to say first thing on a Monday morning.
But yeah. It's just that we didn't have a worldwide internet to share it with everybody so everybody else could try the same thing.
And kids, when we're talking about, you know, where do kids begin? Is that 9? Is it 8? Is it 9? Is it 10? Well, okay, shifting the subject matter, we are here today to introduce to you, and many of you know this gentleman, this fine gentleman that's been like a pillar in the community of Reading, Tim Scarborough. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're here. Okay, so there's been a decade now that's passed between like when you've been here in the past.
Right.
And you were in the office industry, life
exactly.
changes. What is happening now?
Wow. Okay. What is happening now? So, you know, I went to Burney for about 4 years. I lived up there.
Burney.
Yes.
Okay.
And, while I was there, I was working at a bank. I had gone up there. I won't go into the story of what took me up there. But while I was up there, I really got involved in hiking and a lot more outdoors things, sort of reconnecting, with things that I loved even as a little boy. And, but all my kids, my grandkids, my mom, my sisters, nieces and nephews, they all live here in Reading. And so last spring I made my way back down here and I have just been thoroughly enjoying not only being around my family, but doing a lot more exploration of this area.
Well, fantastic. So you came to Carl. Or Carl came to you somewhere.
We saw
each
other at.
Yeah, at the crab feed.
Yeah.
Was either the crab feed or a Borg party.
It was, yeah. It was the crab feed.
It was raining. We were standing in line, and I thought, oh, this is perfect because
I
had been thinking
to
about this.
Herd my folks. Mm-hmm. I was trying to herd my family. So Tim probably told me,
we had talked about this before at some time, but it had been years.
Right.
And you said, you know, you wanted to talk to me about it. So we sat down and talked because. Another citizen having a local show is great. You know, we have probably more local shows than anybody else, and probably north of Sacramento to the border.
And Carl, what time have you selected? What's the name of the show?
We're gonna get to
all
this.
Right.
So, Tim, what was the genesis of the show?
You know, for me, what I begin to recognize is that in this area, Redding, California, I mean, I moved here when I was 13 years old in 1977. Other people can do the math on that. But I came here with my family and my dad, who just absolutely loved outdoor recreation, loved to fish, loved to camp, loved to snow ski, water ski, you know, everything out on the lake, houseboating. And that's what really brought us to the Reading area. And so I grew up doing those types of things and absolutely loved it. As life goes, you know, you get busy, you work, other things begin to, come into play, distract you from those other things. And I just, about four or five years ago began to reconnect with that. Of course, I'm a very social networking kind of person. I love people and just reaching out, posting some of these things on social media, and I recognize that, hey, other people connected with that and they like to share what they were doing. And so I wound up starting a group page called Shasta Outdoors, and also what is called It Does My Soul Well, and have a website, itdoesmysoulwell.com. And, you know, we very quickly had over 1,000 people that were part of that, and they're all sharing pictures of where they're going in the North State. And I thought, you know what? There are so many things in Northern California, Shasta County, and the surrounding areas that people enjoy doing. And why not highlight that on the radio? Why not bring people in? Because I'm not an expert, but there are people who are experts, you know, in, for example, my first guest is going to be a bow fisher.
Oh, wow.
And bow fishing. And so, why not bring in people who maybe do other things outdoors that I don't necessarily do and bring them on the air and talk about some of those things that they enjoy in this area?
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Let's
on
take
that
a quick note. Break, yeah. And we'll break right there. This portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. We've had Dish a long time. Doug has been our man to go to. He's got all types of deals. There are too many to even talk about, you know, during this time. But if you want more information, if you want to deal with a honest guy, if you want to deal with a local business, don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-DISH. 530-241-3474. And see why Doug Tooley is our guy of business of choice, B&T Satellite, when it comes to DISH. We'll be right back.
You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. So underrated and a brand new star.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here's a little jingle from the Tooley Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM, Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott, and 1460 AM, this is your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com streaming throughout the world. This portion of the show is brought to be one of our banks that's locally owned that we love and use, Cornerstone Community Bank, with their three locations. Check them out because they're going to go the extra mile. They are local. Hartnell, Cypress, and California Street.
And one in Anderson, their newest one.
And one in Anderson, absolutely.
Okay, we're with Tim Scarborough, who is starting a show this Friday night at 6 p.m.
Friday night. Okay, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, so So what is the? I mean, I understand the genesis of it, mm-hmm. And so what is the show going to be comprised of? What are people going to hear
when people listen to the program? What they're going to be hearing is some various outdoor recreational types of activities, and so I'm going to bring people on that are hopefully experts in that area. They love to hike. They love to fish. They love to camp. They have done some of those things for years. It might be mountain biking or backpacking, even golfing. You know, those outdoor activities. There might be a person or two who likes to ride horses. And I don't know if you know any people like that.
Well, the backcountry horsemen of California Shasta Trinity Unit, they're up there clearing those trails.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the hikers and fishermen and everybody can get there and planning fish. So
right.
That would be a good show.
Yeah, I listened to the program when you had somebody on that was instrumental in taking the fish, planting the fish up in the mountains, and that was quite fascinating
Which,
to me.
By the way, is they had the dates for it, but now they've had to put them on hold because of the condition of the lakes. And they're saying that there is an algae growth or something, so they have to get the final okay from Fish and Game before they can do that. But that was interesting. And down with all the snow and all the water that's coming down in there, I would imagine that would have helped that.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Tim Scarborough, who is going to be launching a show on Fridays at 6 p.m. here on KCNR. And I've gone to your website. For those who are listening, it is itdoesmysoulwell.com. And in this, I went into about, you know, because I like to, why we're talking,
right.
Look at this, that you had gone through some self-discovery, if you will, and there was somebody that gave you a book called Wild at Heart.
Yes, yes. Wild at Heart by John Eldridge, which I highly recommend. And really, it is a book that's primarily meant for men, although I would encourage wives or, you know, the significant others to also read this book. And it really talks about men connecting with who they really are and the root of who they are and the importance of exploration, getting outdoors. It was a fun book to go through. I had a workbook. I had a gentleman, a mentor of mine who went through the book with me, and it was quite fun. There were some fun assignments. We had to watch man movies like Gladiator and Saving Private Ryan and those types of things, you know. And it's all about the old westerns and where the man is the hero and he's saving the beauty and the things that I think a lot of men really connect with. And it was through that that it really encouraged me to get back out there and do the things that I truly do enjoy. I enjoy that sense of exploration. There are trails that I love to hike, but the ones I like the most are the ones I've never been on before.
Well, you say here that you, on your very first hike, you went along the Pacific Crest Trail, which is, Carl has a dream to do that, south of Old Station.
Yes.
And then as you came around the crest of a hill, you were greeted by the majestic Mount Laffan. You took out your camera, and that's where you came up with, this does my soul well.
It does my soul well, yes. I took a look at it. I was feeling just amazing. I was kind of out of shape because I hadn't been doing these types of things. And I came over the crest of the hill, saw Mount Laffan there, and just this feeling, this overwhelming feeling of just a refreshness within my mind, my body, my spirit. And so when I took that video, I looked at, you know, my phone, and I just, it just came out, it does my soul well. And that's how I feel when I get out there and get away from one of my most favorite places to be is when I lose cell phone service.
Yes, yes. And you connect with the source. You connect with the source, meaning yourself and nature, and that is so powerful.
Yes.
And I think if we look at some of the biggest troubles in our world, in our communities, is that we've lost what it is to communicate with nature, with each other, because of these little contraptions that are in front of us that makes it easy to isolate and not connect to the soul.
Right. We use all kinds of things for escape, television, our cell phones, our computers, all of those things. I'm guilty of all of that. And it's easy to slip into that pattern when really, you know, especially here in Redding, there are so many places so close that you can just get out and go for a walk, get out on the lake, throw a line in the lake, you know, to fish. And it's, you know, not always about catching that fish, but it's just being out in the great outdoors.
Well, one time we were up in, one of the times we were up in Mount Laffan, there were these, we've always threatened that we were going to, not threaten, what's the word I want to say? We've always made a promise that we were going to park in one of those areas where you could take a hike. Mm-hmm. And it, when there's days that it's 110 in Redding, how beautiful to just drive up to Mount Laffan, get a sandwich, go walk, whatever it talks about. It's, I think they have variations of what the trails are like. Mm-hmm. Don't they have like a, well, like a rating factor of, you know, intermediate, you know?
Right. As far as the difficulty of the trail.
Right.
And so there are trails that you can go on that are easier than others. I'm doing group hikes now about once or twice a month. And so some people, when I say, okay, this is a 7 mile hike, it's moderate, they don't want to go because it's
7 miles becomes huge in their mind.
Right. You know, and so I'm doing one, not this weekend, but next weekend. It's more of a moderate hike. It's an easy trail. It's 3 miles. And so there are trails for everybody. I mean, we are blessed here in Redding, California with an amazing trail system, people that help maintain them. And I really feel like there's no excuse not to really get out there and get out in the great outdoors.
So do you feel like this is your calling with the show that you're going to be doing here on these Friday nights, that you're going to encourage, perhaps somebody's listening and they're really sedentary or they're stuck?
Right. Absolutely. I feel it's my calling. I want to encourage people to get out there and to, experience the things I experienced. You know, when we really love something, we want to share that with others, and we hope they enjoy it as much.
One of the things that people move here for is, a variety of reasons always, but it's always the incredible outdoor activities we have around here. Everything from skiing to fishing, hiking,
hunting,
horseback riding. You know, there's so many things that people can do. And if you don't want to do anything else, you can just walk on down to Turtle Bay and hop onto the trail system there.
Yes.
And you can literally walk to Shasta Dam.
Yes.
I think you can.
You can.
I think you can. Mm-hmm. You just follow the trail all the way to Shasta Dam, I bet. Yeah. We got to take a break. We're here with Tim Scarborough, and the name of the show is Shasta Outdoors. Because when you said the name of his website,
Does My Soul Well.
Yeah, I was thinking, did I miss that somehow? Even though he looked me in the eye and said that. So, okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Chips, cracks over 2.5 feet in length, nothing this man can't fix, and he doesn't fool around with your safety. He'll fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You can get a free inspection and analysis and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Wurst. Take your car, truck, or RV. I've seen RVs down there at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Thank you for your outstanding service. Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Good morning, Monday here Gosh, it's the, can you believe it? March 5th, isn't it?
March 6th.
March
today.
6th, what happened?
All types of nasty weather this whole week.
And we're
going
to have to go over
in.
Our calendar. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Turtle Bay auction coming up.
The Jake's Turkey Hunt.
That's
right. Kids.
We're talking about, in fact, over the weekend, I mean, Tim Scarborough is here. We're talking about his new show coming up on Fridays. It's going to be talking about the great outdoors here in Redding. And you were out over the weekend on a friend's property because you're always looking for locations when you take your the kids up for this youth turkey hunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I...
Scouting. You were scouting this weekend.
Well, I was. And our neighbors across the street who are just super, super people. And he said, you know what? There's turkeys up at my dad's property. And so we went up there Saturday in the rain. Of course, when it's raining hard, the turkeys aren't really out. But we looked at the area, and it was perfect. I mean, it looked perfect. So we went back inside for a cup of coffee, and we're walking out. I look over there to the, you know, to my left, and there's like a string of turkeys going. 10, 15, 20, and they're all heading for that area we were just in. And I thought, well, how incredible that perhaps a young person is going to have an opportunity. Even if they don't get a chance for a shot, it doesn't make any difference because they're out in nature. They learn about the biology of turkeys. They learn about the outdoors, about preparing yourself, patience, study, being able to handle a firearm safely. Even if they don't get a turkey, they come out of there pretty happy. And my favorite one was a father-son. He didn't get his turkey that year. I think he got a shot. He just didn't get his turkey. But they went out after that, and it's been like two or three years now, but I hear from them on a regular basis. They go out turkey hunting every year, and they just have a wonderful time together.
Awesome.
Because you take a parent out with them when they're hunting. As an observer, and you want to share it with their family too. So that is one of the things, you know, when people think about, you've already mentioned, you go hunting or fishing, but, you've got somebody that was had played a big part in your life too.
Yeah, that would be my dad. I'd go hunting with him primarily. We'd do deer hunting, quail hunting, whatever it might be. Or we might be hiking or camping. And my dad, inevitably, every time at some point, we would just pause and look around, whether we were overlooking a canyon or looking up at a mountain, he would just talk about God's creation and, how blessed we were to be able to enjoy God's creation and everything that was around us. And so that was very much instilled in me. So when I get out and about, of course, my dad, he passed away about 15 years ago. But in some ways, that's a connection also with my dad and what he passed along to me. So I love to hear about the turkey hunting and the parents and the children going out there with their parents, because it's something that we need to pass along to our kids. A few weeks ago, I took my granddaughter. She's 18 years old. And we went on a hike. I did a fun video. I have a YouTube channel of some of the hikes. And it was just enjoyable to have her out there enjoying what I enjoy, and she was a lot of fun, of course.
Well, the go on
at the break. Let's bring this up so we don't forget about this. You talked about a person of inspiration that is a veteran. Can you share with our listeners what we talked about at the break?
Sure. That's Trevor Montgomery. He's going to be on the program at the end of this month or the beginning of next month. And he's a war veteran and an amputee. He didn't lose his leg in the war. He actually lost it while he was out hiking with his daughter. And they walked into a cave. And it was really dark, and he wound up falling down a mine shaft.
Ooh.
And it literally severed his leg.
Ooh.
At that point. And he was actually on the Discovery program, How I Almost Died.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you get the leg severed, and you've got to be able to slap a tourniquet on it or something. You'll bleed out quick.
Yeah, he packed it with, I guess, with dirt. He was actually an orthopedic specialist in the Army. He's a former detective with the Sheriff's Department.
You'd be surprised how many times you can pack things with dirt and it stops.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
And so his daughter, I mean, this for her trauma, too, to be able to through this with your father.
Sure. I mean, he was – it took 12 hours before he wound up in a hospital. And
she had to get help, obviously.
She had to run back to the camp, get her mom. You know, they were up in the wilderness having a hard time getting cell phone reception. Mm. And they brought in, you know,
helicopters,
eventually, rescue them. And so, but since then, what's amazing about this gentleman, he lives up in the Burney area, and he is out there in kayaks fishing. He rides ATVs up in the mountains. That's another form of outdoor recreation, and he is very active in the outdoors. And so we're going to just bring him on and talk to him, learn more about his story and the things that he enjoys, because there's people out there who think that, well, I can't do it because I've got this.
I've got a handicap. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. And there are so many alternatives for anyone to get out there in the great outdoors.
We had a group on last week as our heroes, and they deal with veterans who have PTSD and this, but their whole mission in life is to get them outdoors,
right,
and get them doing things. It's a nationwide effort, and but the whole thing is you'll see that a lot of veterans, they've been wounded, and they've been wounded horribly, but they're up there skiing.
Right.
They are hiking. They are kayaking. They're horseback riding. They're not, you know, okay, life has dealt me this. I'm not going to let it keep me down.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate people that do that. Mm-hmm. And I think your show is going to be I think it's going to be really interesting because, okay, what should we do this weekend, Linda? I mean, if it isn't already planned out with dressing up in weird costumes. see what Jim says. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ideas. You know, there are so many things that even as I've been preparing for this show, I'm recognizing, you know, I used to do that too, and I used to do that. And and sometimes we forget, we can get dialed in. My thing is I love to hike. And I like to go out in my kayak and fish. But there are so many other things that I've done over the years that I haven't really engaged in as much. And so it's been fun for me to just be reminded of the various opportunities there are to get out there and get in the great outdoors.
That's why I want to get a second horse. Not that one horse isn't enough, but a second horse. And somebody said, why would you have two horses? I said, there's two of us. Oh, okay. Then that's okay. So Linda and I could take rides up the Pacific Crest Trail.
Right.
And where I would start from is Old Station.
Right.
Because, you know, the trail's well marked. There's a place to park your trailer and your truck. And you can go from there and go up 10 miles and then down, back 10 miles.
Right.
And it would, you know, that's something, that's why I got back into horses. I was looking at doing endurance rides. Well, the horse that chose us is not necessarily an endurance horse. He'd probably be, or she'd probably be a 25-miler, but not the 50, 60, or 100-milers. But that's something that I want to do. I wanted to take like 3 or 4 days and go up there and go along the trail, camp out at night and do all those things. And that's one of the reasons I joined the Backcountry Horsemen, is because they help you with the skills of, what if there's a log across it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you bring the saw with you, and you cut the two ends of, you know, you cut it out of the trail. That's what they do. And other things, you know, places to go and all that, how to pack mules. All that. And that appealed to me because it also meant becoming more of a total horseman than just sitting on the back and taking them places.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Places.
Yeah.
So I think when we get that second one, I think I'll buy Linda a mule. See, the difference between a mule and a horse, you know, the big ears.
I don't know, Carl. We should ask Andy.
Yeah. That's an old joke with us.
Okay.
Anyway, but the Tim Scarborough is our guest. He's starting a show this Friday. It's called Shasta Outdoors. It's going to start at 6. It'll go from 6 to 7. And he's gonna kind of lay out all those neat places to go in our area in the North State, and he's also gonna have an expert in each week.
Right, exactly. We're gonna have somebody in that knows a lot more than I do about that particular outdoor recreation.
Is bow fishing a big thing? Because that's your first guest.
Yeah, the first guest, he is the very first bow fishing guide in this area.
Oh, man.
He's been going for a couple years. You know, it goes to Lake Shasta, Lake Britton up near Burney, and some other surrounding areas. And so it's going to be fun to talk with him about that this week.
Wow. Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us this morning. We look forward to that Friday night beginning
thank
show.
You. That's right.
And that's this Friday.
This Friday.
Oh, very
here
exciting.
We go.
Tim Scarborough. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come right back, we'll, at 8 o'clock hour, we do have Enjoy, and all our good things that they're going to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back.
Stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Car Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we stream at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993 and she does a great job. We have insurance with her. She treats her customers like friends. Doesn't get any better than that. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Can we talk about something? And because...
Okay, men, well, when they start out like that, what do men do? No, really. Nathan, did you hear what she said?
Can we talk
about something? What immediately happens? What physical reaction happens to your body right then?
I get really happy and excited.
You liar. Because most men, first thing that happens is your spine goes.
No, it's. Can we please not
we
go there? That is.
I know. I was just kidding with you.
All right. Well, no, you're not.
Well, you're right. I'm not.
You're not.
There's a little bit of kidding in it.
All right, but my point is I want to share with our listeners because, you know, we own a business. We have a community radio. I want to talk about this because it's really, really important that as we try to provide for our community local programming, and we, sometimes we have guests that come on. We've got like Jim Scarborough is going to come on. We want to make room for that. And then every now and then people will make comments or say things that can be like, you know, fingernails on a blackboard. It happens within their shows. So we get comments from friends that say, I can't believe, this doesn't align with who you are or comments like that. And then we go back and listen to the shows and think, you know, so this morning I had to sleep on this. This morning I was thinking about this, Carl, like, okay, you know, if you own a restaurant, not every person that comes in and has food at your restaurant is like-minded.
You may not like the food.
Well, they may not like the food, but what I'm saying is they come into the restaurant and you as a business establishment cannot say, I'm not going to serve you because you think like this and I'm not going to serve you because you think like that. And that's the whole table of discussion is that if everybody was like-minded, then you don't have the spice of trying to figure out, like, our world is very divided. Our world is in a crazy place. And we have people who live in the world very much like our neighbors, meaning in our community, that have different thoughts. And so one of the comments that we said was, if you go to the library, there's books on every subject. Do you start saying, you can't have this subject in the library? You're not allowed to.
That's my comment on it, that if threats, no. No, and we handled one of those that happened. It was clearly egregious, and took care of that. But there's going to be comments made, and I personally think that personal attacks on people
are just wrong. I don't like
name calling or any type of that. And when I hear it, I'll go talk to the show host that may have said that once. Or said something, not threats or anything, but, you know, whatever it was. But here's kind of like the bottom line. I'm not one to censor people on their thoughts. And I find it so amazing that the people that tell me we need to change our program are all liberal. There's nobody. I haven't had one person that's middle of the road, conservative or whatever, have ever said anything. They may not like what's being said. And here's what I say to people. If you don't like that show, they don't listen to it. It's simple. It's very, 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 very simple. Don't like the show, you don't like what they're espousing, then don't listen to it. But our world is a diverse world. We have Tim Scarborough coming in here. He's one of our shows. And what's he going to talk about? The great outdoors. Enjoy is one of our shows. Shasta Heroes is another show. Ask L, another show. I mean, we have so many different shows. Bitcoin, you name it, it's there. And you know what? Some of them are political shows. And you may not like them because it doesn't agree with you. Well, don't listen to them then. I'm not going to take them off the air because you don't like what they say. And if you want more of a liberal programming on here, that's absolutely perfect. Bring the show. Bring the show.
On the weekends, we try to open more than happy. Saturdays.
You know what? You want all day Saturday to be local liberal shows? Bring them on. Just bring them on. We will find spots for them. I can start you at 8 in the morning, and I can go till midnight. If you want to have if those types of shows, you know, people want to have their own show, and this is what it is. People come to me with their ideas. We talk about it, then we can start the show. As long as it doesn't, like I said, personal threats. I don't like insulting local people. I could care less if Joe Biden's insulted. I could care less if Doug LaMoff is insulted. But when you start going after local people and you're just nicking at them, no, you don't need to do that. All right? But I'm not going to censor people unless they do go over that very well-marked line. So if people want to have more diverse programming instead of just conservative, you got to look at the rest of our station. Because Sundays, if you don't like 3 or 4 hours of that, then don't listen to it. If you want to have, well, there should be another show, you know, that talks about the other side. Bring it to us. Give me a call, 530-605-4565. Be more than happy to do that.
All right, so we were talking about censoring, and that's basically where I wanted to go into that subject matter. I mean, we would go into Barnes & Noble. There's just about everything that's in there. I mean, do you look at Barnes & Noble you're not allowed? No, I mean, well, because it's freedom of – now, again, they're not going to – I did
go into Barnes & Noble one day.
I know you did because you didn't like the fact that they had 50 Shades of Grey was next to the kids.
It was right next to the kids' books. And there was nothing that said it was adult. And so there's 12-year-olds over there reading the book. And I went to the manager and said, "You know what? There should be at least a sign that says adult books, and you've got them right next to Disney books."
And that would really.
And you know what she said? She said, "Well, I absolutely agree with you, but this comes down from high."
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I made one phone call. And you should have seen the ladies turning out on that. And guess what? They did find another place for it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's kind of interesting. But that's not calm.
I didn't want to censor it. I just said they shouldn't be next to the kids' books. Yeah. And if you do, put these are adult books and let so the parents would know.
Yeah. But you know, when you think about that book today, compared to what people can see online and read online.
Hey, okay, here's a reason not to move to Florida. You ready?
Okay. The alligator.
A Florida man was attacked by a male alligator that showed up at his front door Friday. He rang the doorbell. The guy opens up the door, and the alligator was 7 feet 10 inches long came in and wanted to eat him.
That was so traumatic.
The alligator lunged and he was bitten in the upper thigh.
Oh my God, what a trauma. Hi, I'm getting flowers.
Non-life-threatening injuries. It was transported to a hospital. They located the animal near the front entrance because he was going from door to door. Who knows? And Florida Fish and Wildlife officers responded. So are you looking for a reason not to move to Florida? There you are in your nice house, you know, you're watching Bambi or something, and you hear somebody at the door, and you open it up, and a 7-foot alligator bites you in the leg. We'll be right back after the news with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
We are high, and the Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Determined to get to the bottom of the COVID-19 mystery, exactly where did it come from? A Republican-led House panel will hold its first hearing this coming Wednesday. This follows FBI Director Christopher Wray's admission that COVID most likely got its start in a Chinese lab. A public safety training center under construction in Atlanta firebombed over the weekend. Molotov cocktails, fireworks, and bricks flew. Heavy equipment was torched. Several dozen people were arrested. And not far from Atlanta, a large weekend house party turned deadly.
Authorities in Douglasville, Georgia, west of Atlanta, say two people under 18 were killed and six others wounded at a Sweet 16 house party where over 100 teenagers had gathered. A confrontation occurred and shots rang out sometime after 10:30 p.m. Saturday night. Ariel Gardner, who lives next door, told WSB Channel 2 Action News that she and her family suddenly heard gunshots and ducked for cover in their own home. Captain Trent Wilson with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office says investigators are still piecing together what happened, and they're putting out a call for potential witnesses to provide more information about how the shooting started and who was responsible. I'm Jennifer King.
Concertgoers in Rochester, New York, thought they heard gunshots at last night's rap music event. That triggered a rush for the exits. One person died in the stampede, eight others injured. Police say there is no evidence of shots having been fired. No rest yet for winter weather-weary Californians.
We're going to stay in our cold and showery weather pattern here through the next 2 to 3 days, through midweek. We're expecting several more feet of snow in the mountains and just some rain and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms in the lower elevations down in the Central Valley.
David Rowe at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over a million families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam.
What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals.
Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 50% off.
Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. legacybox.com/lbox.
South Korea and Japan hoping to revive a more robust trade relationship.
Senior official at South Korea's trade ministry, Kang Gam-shan, says the two governments have agreed to start bilateral talks to return the bilateral trade to the state before July 2019, when the export restrictions were imposed. South Korea's government has decided to suspend the WTO dispute resolution process during that consultation. Ties between Seoul and Tokyo have long been complicated by grievances related to Japan's brutal rule of the Korean Peninsula from 1910 to 1945, when hundreds of thousands of Koreans were mobilized as forced laborers for Japanese companies. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The fate of Bakhmut appears to be hanging in the balance as Russian forces continue to encroach on the devastated eastern Ukrainian city. News and analysis, townhall.com. Kansas may buck a national trend.
State legislators are considering a proposal that many disability rights advocates say could help employers who pay disabled workers less than the minimum wage. A Kansas House bill would expand a state income tax credit for goods and services purchased from vendors employing disabled workers, so the vendors could have some workers who don't get the minimum wage. Employers nationally have been moving toward paying at least the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. More than a dozen states have banned below minimum wage jobs for disabled workers, and a bipartisan proposal to do so is before Congress. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A flight to Florida from Cuba forced to turn back yesterday after it struck birds. It caused an engine to catch fire and filled the cabin with smoke. WSVN-TV reports a Southwest Airlines flight hit the birds while the plane was gaining altitude. No injuries reported. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 6th of March, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nate's at the helm. We've already found out that it's National Oreos Cookies Day, National Something Chocolate Day, and National Dentist Day.
Yep. Good morning. Imagine that.
Yeah, and guess what's happening outside?
As we look into the window of the world from Market Street, it's snowing. That's all we can say right now as we're looking at it. It's supposed to be high today of 44, rain, snow, then showers, it looks like. But like we're talking right now at 8 o'clock in the morning down on Market Street. Now, it's not, there was a moment there that the flakes were larger, but it still is, I would call this
microflake.
Microflake. I like microflake. It's a microflake morning.
Does that mean you're less offended if you're a microflake okay, as opposed to a snowflake?
All right. Showers and likely snow tonight with overnight lows of 34. Now, Tuesday calls for a 90% chance of rain, snow, then showers once again. We just are going to have a sleeky, wet week. That's the way it looks. Tuesday night, 30 is our overnight low, so you know what happens if it gets cold like this. It sticks. Wednesday, slight chance of rain, snow, then again, with our highs of 49, overnight lows of 33. As Thursday, 50 with, again, chance of rain, snow, then showers. Heavy rain on Thursday, heavy rain on Friday with a high of 52. And that is our forecast for the week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, of course, it's currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios. And like we said, it is raining. And James Masada and Rhonda Ball are here with us. Enjoy the magazine. And James is in shorts.
As usual.
I know. Guys? That's not unusual, first
it's
of all.
It's unusual to see him in long pants.
I saw you in long pants. Where was it at?
Dinner,
It was an event.
Oh, was it at your place?
Yeah, you could have been at, we may yes. have seen you at a dinner.
No, it was actually at the paella dinner.
Yeah, paella. Aww. Yeah, but coming up, you know, we've got that, once again for, auction at the Turtle Bay coming up in just a few weeks. Oh my God, look at this, you guys.
And we did one last year with Bernsini, and Bernsini's going to do another one where it's just wine tasting. We did a dinner out
that
there.
That was so fantastic.
But because they don't really have a kitchen, it's so hard to do it. We have to bring everything prepped from another
kitchen. Oh, it was just wonderful,
so,
by the way.
What I'm going to be doing is, a lot of people don't realize, but we finally received our coffee roaster.
You did.
So, oh, you got it. Yeah.
At the Enjoy store.
Yes,
Yeah.
And so we're going to be doing a roasting experience. So for Turtle Bay auction.
Well,
and you'll walk away with several pounds of coffee.
I'm used to those roasting experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I got minor roasted just a few minutes ago.
So I love
micro.
The fact.
I got micro roasted.
So of course this is the first Monday of the month. We love the fact that we always have, you know, a comfort zone when you guys come on is that we always feel that, you know, we've grown with you.
Yeah.
We've known each other for all these years, before we even started radio.
We're sister and misters in crime.
James Masada, Rhonda Alvey, and of course you've got on Golden Pond happening.
Yes.
Saw your fantastic husband the other day, and he came in.
Yeah.
And we have tickets.
Yep. When does that open this weekend?
It opens on Friday.
Wow, Rhonda. Yeah.
And how are you feeling directing this?
Feeling like overwhelmed. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot because it's deadline week as well.
Oh.
And you're here this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we gotten our photo in?
Yeah.
And we're going to get tickets away for that as well in this program. But
and those tickets are good for opening weekend only. So
right,
yes.
Right. So these are vouchers again. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
So they just have to bring the vouchers in to enjoy the store, or they can bring them to the theater on the night of the performance.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a call right now if you'd like to go see On Golden Pond this weekend, opening weekend, which is always important. It's just to be there to support when that first run happens.
I like that first run because I like to see if there's a big screw-up.
You know what? We have a really talented cast, John Welsh and Cindy Robertson, Ian Dalziel, and let's see, who else? There's another.
The little guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Lance,
you'll come up
Lance
with his name.
Zanaroli.
And Zanaroli. It's a great cast. They're all so wonderful.
Well, give us a call, 605-45567, and we do have tickets. We can do two sets of two. For On Golden Pond this weekend. That would be March 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Bring your tissue.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Absolutely.
What a moving production that is. Well, moving on, I love when you bring in our every month edition. And I opened it up and thought, this really looks different this month. And you were talking about that this has been promoting women in business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
promoting women, actually. It's because it's National Women's History Month in March. So we just thought we would just kind of latch on to that.
We didn't hear that from the control center. We just heard Oreo Day.
Yeah.
I think the 8th is National Women's Day. So anyway, it's international.
All right.
I've given him a bad time.
So you've got
well, look at this, right? Issue 198.
Oh, 109. That means 100.
Okay. We are getting very close to the 200 mark.
May issue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It'll be 200.
Party.
So, yep, March 2023, issue 198, celebrating women. So this, as much as it is the, tried and true Enjoy magazine, this is a special, it's something that we're working on to do in some types of format change where we really grab onto what's going at a big picture or, the 30,000 foot level and then bringing it to the pages of Enjoy in small format all throughout the magazine. So this was one of our, not our first attempt, but one of our new attempts at doing it. And
this one was the most successful.
Wildly successful.
Yes.
Yeah. When she was putting it together, I kept hearing her, where am I going to put this? How can I fit this in?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But it's a good problem to have. That's for
no,
sure.
No, for real. And so the whole magazine just is filled with like a little, here we go again, micro articles. Throughout, well, like a hundred of them. I mean, it's awesome.
Can I tell you what I enjoy? And the change to it, having been the object of this once. What I enjoy, the way it looks now, I like it so much better.
Do you?
Oh, my gosh, because I had to come up with writing
and all that.
You have to write, and then you don't want to sound like an idiot. And so after I write something, I have Linda look at it, and she puts her stuff, she says, you might want to say it like this and all that.
Oh, lies.
Okay. Yeah. But I really like this, where you've got the photo of the person, and then you ask them these questions, something you're proud of, favorite quote, how you spend your time. And I'm sure you give it to them, beforehand.
Yes.
But this really, I really like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep it then.
Okay. What I enjoy, which is a wonderful caption again, and Sergeant Reagan Ortega.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's, if you want to find out more about, who they profile.
Are you taking mostly, are you guys selecting the person that goes in, or can people say, I'd like to do it? I mean, how does that work? I don't even know.
Well, some people do, but usually I have somebody chosen. And I try to get somebody that is kind of related to our monthly theme. It doesn't always happen that way, but yeah.
So I just marvel at the Enjoy team, and that not only are you, Rhonda, you did the what's it called? Leadership Reading.
Mm-hmm.
You also...
We just had them on, too.
You started...
Recruit mode.
And promoted and got the Riverfront Playhouse built.
Well, the new one, and that was mostly, I wasn't really on the board when that happened.
But that was a passion project you've been working on 4 years, and there you are, not only putting together this Enjoy the magazine, working over there, you're selling, you were selling before when they were, when you were doing it at the David Marr or whatever that was, you were like selling candy bars and stuff. I mean, just there doing costumes.
And
everything.
Bricks.
Selling
bricks.
Yeah, just, I just marvel at people who can do all this work.
Buy the bricks. Yeah. Okay. It's a big project for lots of people, so lots of volunteers.
And y'all did great, obviously, from the results. Now we have to take a quick break. Before we take, I tell you who, what segment this is. I was questioning about the alligator.
Nope.
That was on the porch in Florida. The reason the Fish and Game say this happened is it's mating season. Mm. So there's more alligators out, and males have a tendency to be more aggressive through this. So why he picked that one house, we'll never know. But he didn't leave. He hung around the neighborhood thinking,
that person had alligator skin.
Maybe that was it.
Oh, gosh.
Or boots.
Yeah, right.
Smell the boots.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, welcome to our show.
We just turned it on then?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, we just were talking about the magazine and
enjoy the magazine
and all the
what
wonderful
page
things.
Are we on here now?
We weren't on any page.
We were
okay. Hey, we are here with Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, and we're looking at it. You know, my friends, and this is issue 198.
March.
That means in May, mm-hmm. it'll be 200 issues.
And you know what? There's a part of me that goes, that's amazing. And a part of me that goes, 200? That's it? Because it feels like 5,000.
I bet it feels like 5,000.
And this month it's Celebrating Women, mm-hmm. and a great photo on the front. So where are we going to here in the magazine?
Well, all of the stories in this issue are centered around women, women in business, women who do amazing things, and we've got some really good stories, I think.
And you'll notice, too, it's very interesting. I always find it funny. Like, it's people. It's like in town, who has the worst plumbing, right? It's always the plumber because the plumber's busy doing forever the thing. And I told Rhonda, there are so many people and women in our lives, including our team here at the studio, you know, that –
yeah.
You know, we have, there's just so many people that it's like the close circle doesn't get,
no,
doesn't get recognized. Yeah. It's just everybody else. And so, cause I was like, hey, well, what about so-and-so and what about so-and-so? And they're like, we just can't. There's not enough room.
Well,
but which is a good thing, cause then that tells you there's a lot of really, really,
and we're going to do it next year.
Yeah.
Too.
Strong and cool, businesses and women and events and things that women have their hand in here in our community.
And the pictures, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but when you look at a magazine, what draws you to an article very much is the headline and the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got these wonderful little vignettes of different women owned businesses. And the beautiful thing is that it could possibly take you out of Reading into other outlying communities. You've got the Pink Lady Mansion, which is
incredible.
Called, Pretty in Pink. Yes, in Eureka.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is Red, you know, when we talk about Enjoy, a lot of times, you know, people in our area know us here, so they just make the assumption that it's that we're just a Reading-centric publication, which we have a big base, obviously, here. But, you know, Enjoy is a Northern California living lifestyle publication, and we really try to reach out to the top 12 most northern counties on a consistent basis to share because, you know, we are one big northern family, and there's a lot of things that I do in my life and that we are kind of trying to bring attention to us as a North State, as a team, as a group. So, yeah, it's really snowing
it's
hard.
It's snowing outside, by the way, folks. And they're larger flakes at this point.
Yeah, so it comes and it goes, ebbs
you know,
and it flows.
You have one page here, and both of them play parts in our lives here. And,
yeah.
And is Mosley Family Sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty and
Mimi
have been awarded every possible community award, I think. I remember going to one of the Chamber of Commerce or something where they got like three awards.
Mm-hmm.
Their family did.
And, well, there. I mean, they have all sorts of stuff going on.
And then right under that is My Umbrella Marketing Consulting with Michelle Slade, who has a show on here on one
North State
weekend.
Now.
Yeah, North State Now. And also has won the individual costume at the
Reading Rancheria.
Their community fund. She was dressed up as the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
It was great.
And her whole table came as
something
in costumes. Yeah. It was great.
We didn't know it was going to be
something from the deck.
Yeah, something from the deck. Yeah. Well, okay, let's go more into some of the articles highlighting some of the businesses and or where would you like to go with this?
Well,
I was going to say, I haven't had time to look at the magazine.
Oh, it's good. You know, you should read it.
Anybody ever wants to pick up a magazine?
We do have a story about Tori Parks, and Tori she's very instrumental in bringing a lot of people together for some of the, like the marathon in January. She does the turkey trot.
I was going to say Thanksgiving turkey trot, yeah.
And she recently lost her husband who had been battling illness for a very long time. But she's just full of positivity. She's just an amazing person. And so this story touches a little bit about her.
36 years
they were together. She was a dick, her Yeah, late husband.
Yeah. And I was talking about how she was pulling off the race just less than a week later after his passing. So, I mean.
He would have wanted her to do that, well, I'm sure. Yes, I mean, it's absolutely. Like, do what you love. Please, you know, give and live know, life while you can. Yeah.
And I was going to say, I think, you know, as a society, we don't do a very good job at teaching our children as they grow up the concept of life and death and passing and stuff. And so they're quite often there's a lot of people that don't do well during that situation, which is recognizable considering the loss. But that's why I think it's so important to know who you are as a person, right? Because, like you said, knowing who you are and knowing who your spouse is, when something like that tragic happens, I think it really gives you a lot more base and soul and stamina for you to continue moving forward in the way that you are as a human being, knowing who you are, but also knowing who your spouse was and what their wishes for you would have been.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people like this can take a loss and it hurts and it, you know, and but they continue to do the things that they know they want to do and what their loved one would have said to do. You know, you just go on out and you get this race done next week and, you know, you move forward.
And with her passion for doing things, she's changing people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's all you would wish for with your spouse or your children or your friends, people that you love, is to go out and do something where you make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she, in this article, I'm learning that she was worked as a nurse at Patients Hospital, which I was in for one night. And
we couldn't get her out.
It was just it's a beautiful place. And I think that once somebody probably worked in the Patients Hospital system, they wanted to be there forever because it was one of those.
Look at how cute she is.
Oh, yeah. She's got great energy.
Yeah.
She really does.
Yep. Yeah. And then the patient stopped or closed, unfortunately. Yeah.
And then she started at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, but anyway, great story about her and her life with her husband and
she's
doing all
the,
these wonderful
the
things.
The sweat club. Sweat running club. Yeah.
Anybody who's a runner in Reading knows who she is. So, and there's a lot of them. But, yeah, she's...
God bless her, because I tried to do the running the other day
at the
school near us, and it was
I've lived in places where you saw people running all the time. Mm. Now, I don't see a lot of people out running. Maybe it's because we live downtown, but in other places, I don't see them running. So but then I think it's because we have a trail system here, and they are on the trails all the time.
Absolutely.
And in other places I lived didn't have that trail system. So.
I live near Sequoia School, and I can tell you that every morning before school starts there is truckloads of people out there running the track.
Okay, and Liam has started running again. He was in cross country. He's not here
today. Oh, yeah.
He's not here today, but he started running again, too. So.
Yikes. My knees hurt already.
Okay, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta, since you just talked about your knees, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and it's... You're going to like this because it's one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, including heart attack preventative care, or heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, hip and knee replacements. There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Oh, shake it up.
Little Taylor.
Yeah, hey, wait. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Carl Lindabad here. Today, the 6th of March, 8:32 in the morning, and it is snowing. It doesn't look like it's sticking, but it is snowing. And I saw somebody say the other day, can you imagine it snowed 3 out of 5 days in Reading?
And here it is again.
And here it's snowing
and
again.
And we have forecasts for the week.
Of snow.
Of different, like this kind of snow, it's not sticking, but, you know, maybe in some areas it is.
I'm sure it is.
Well, you know, Reading is very strange. It's like, you can right here, but if you go up the street towards up Eureka Way or out towards mm-hmm. Shasta Lake, even mm-hmm. like by a mile, it like completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It can be so much more snow.
When Bob Longy was here, his wife was a weather
meteorologist.
Person. Meteorologist, mm-hmm. weather person for the National Forest Service. Mm-hmm. And there's like 5 microclimates here mm-hmm. in Reading. So we'll be getting snow here, and they may be having rain someplace else, so they're having heavy snow.
But how about this winter?
Mm.
Yeah.
Here it is, March.
Thank you.
I mean, we had our Snowmageddon. Years ago we had Snowmageddon. And it was before, somebody said it was February 18th. No, it was before February 14th because I remember it was Valentine's Day and all the restaurants that had planned these big Valentine's, you know, that's their big money maker where they do 2 and 3 seatings, couldn't open up and couldn't get staff because of the snow situation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool because I can see where I'm at, the old city hall,
mm-hmm.
and you see that line of bricks that mm-hmm. are collecting the snow already. So there's this one line of brick that goes down the entire wall that the snow is sticking to. So it's turning the wall white.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're live here on KCNR. And our Monday, first Monday of the month, we always have on James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. I can't wait to hear more about the store. But this month in the Enjoy issue, The March 198th issue is about celebrating women, women-owned businesses. So it's fascinating. There's great pictures. There's great articles, not only just in the Reading area, but you do represent 13 counties. So you've got Eureka. You've got Humboldt. You've got so many other areas. But one of the things that you brought up, Rhonda, was that you always have a great recipe in the magazine, and of
at
course,
least one, but some it, yeah, a lot sometimes of times two.
And then you have the recipe cards that you can come in and collect from the Enjoy store. But this is an article about a legendary classic chicken tetrazzini.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Is that Terry Toots?
Yeah. And I just, you know what he does when he does these recipes, he usually has a story about them, and
food is. A lot of times when you watch these cooking networks, right, there's always some type of a
conversation or a backstory or something, and which really makes you enjoy the food more about how is this originated.
Right. Yeah. And when I asked him to do, when we were talking about the recipe for this issue, I said, you know, I really want it women related. So maybe, you know, or maybe lady fingers or.
Something
like that.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay, no, you got
That's
it.
Right.
Okay.
But he said, well, chicken tetrazzini was named after an opera singer. And was
no idea.
Yeah.
Her name was Tetrazzini?
Was her last name, yes. Luisa Tetrazzini was an opera legend, and she sang all over the world, and she loved a restaurant in San Francisco, and that restaurant is created a recipe for just with her name on it. So
that's where we got that's where this dish comes from. Or
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I know in our magazine, but I mean, I've heard of Tetrazzini. Is that so? That was its origin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just assumed it was a classic Italian dish from Italy somewhere for thousands.
She
of years.
they called her a scintillating soprano.
Ooh.
Which I'm trying to figure out what that means.
So it says that she was staying at the prestigious Palace Hotel, and
Palace
Chef
Hotel,
Ernest Arbogast wanted to honor her, so he combined some of her favorite ingredients, chicken, mushrooms, cheese, and pasta, and named the dish chicken tetrazzini as a tribute.
Which is very interesting because a lot of singers won't eat cheese because of the mucus. And I mean, this is kind of interesting. No, they won't. They won't do milk.
I'm looking at you like, what?
No, I mean, it's literally.
Well, you're a singer.
Yeah.
You would know.
I didn't.
Could eat it as long as you weren't getting ready to sing in the next few days.
Yes. Or even that. I could do it that day and that night. Uh-huh. But if you have any kind of milky products, but cheese was one of them that you. So anyway,
that's interesting because now I'm going to look at that dish completely differently. And there's probably a really good chance I'm going to go make this now.
It says in here that in this article that the famed Knickerbocker Hotel, it's almost impossible to sort out the truth, but the book San Francisco, a food biography, actually pinpoints the actual date for this guy first prepared the dish, March 6, 1905, about a year after the great quake of 1906. Love this stuff. This is what we're talking about, the in-depth articles. Of like, for instance, this legendary classic chicken tetrazzini and how to make it and a wonderful picture about it. And it's like kind of a real in-depth.
Oof, I'm looking at the ingredient list and I'm like, anything that starts out with 9 tablespoons of butter,
you gotta like it.
I know.
And 5 cloves of garlic. Okay. I like it. Carl doesn't like it.
You don't like garlic?
Have you been eating garlic? I'm like, what?
I mean, love garlic. Yeah.
But you always ask me, like, I just had salad and maybe had garlic. Did you have garlic? Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Kiss me.
Yes. It comes from the stomach. I mean, I just digested it, so. Anyway.
My wife does the same thing because I eat garlic.
Do you eat it?
Yeah. Like, I have it in the refrigerator in a little box and I just take it out and eat it.
It's good for you. Now, have you ever baked,
Yes.
Yeah, you bake it and then you eat it with, fabulous, just like that.
I have a book about the Titanic. Mm. And in it are recipes that were served on the Titanic.
Oh,
In the dining hall?
In the dining room? Well, in the more exclusive, but also down in the other places. But the dinners they were having on the Titanic, and it's got the whole menu in there and all this. And how to fix it, too. So
if you ever want to see it, I'll be
glad to loan that book to you.
That's
because
very cool.
That would be a good auction item is to hold a Titanic dinner. Well, I mean, that didn't sound so great.
We talked about it. We almost did that with the menu.
Yeah.
We almost did that with our dinner club because we did have, remember one time I think Lori Goyne had gone to put together something that would have been the recipe for the gin tonic or gin something and kind of Titanic themed it for one of the silent auction items someplace. Huh. And I think it was the gin from Aetna.
Mm, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't they make gin?
Yeah.
Yep, they do.
Okay. Aetna Distillery.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Well, you have a wonderful article here, too, that's by Richard
Dupertois?
Dupertis, okay. Mm-hmm. The photo is by James, but it's called It's a Deadline. It's making of a magazine. So when you pick this issue up, you then are going to see what it takes in the making of this magazine.
Yeah, that was fun. He sat there during deadline and watched us. And it was like,
and breathed over your shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It was a crazy night. And it was there were some hitches that we were having too with the uploading it. So,
and I remember him going, Rhonda, the words coming out of your mouth, they're so filthy.
So let me ask you something. Does every issue, is there usually something that happens at the last minute that's a glitch? Somebody doesn't get their ad in, you're expecting something,
Yes.
Yes. Usually, you know, and it's still waiting for pictures or Carrie Reagan is our copy editor and she's so good, but there are times and it usually
she is
isn't,
amazingly yeah, good.
It usually isn't about her editing, but it's maybe a picture's missing
lot of times she can't edit the magazine in its entirety because not everything's there when she's getting the proof to edit.
Well, that's why get it in, girl. Don't wait till the 10th.
She doesn't just proof the story. She proofs everything.
Oh.
She proofs all the
advertisements. Does she place it?
No.
So who does the placement?
I do.
Rhonda.
Oh, my God, Rhonda.
And that's why I'm going to call Rhonda next week about the running a rodeo program.
Yeah. And that's the pagination portion. And that is, to me, one of the more difficult parts of the job because you're really trying to create a beautiful flow of the magazine. And visually, when you turn the pages, that things seem to go together because there's a lot of interruption by ad versus story. And then the other part of it is keeping ads separated from one another to give appropriate space if it's a similar type product or business. Or I mean, there's really a lot that goes into the whole process of building the magazine building in general, but just even laying out how things are going to flow in the publication.
Yeah. And then there's some ads that you don't want to put next to other ads. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
We separate ours by 20 minutes uh-huh. from other like ads,
right.
At least a minimum of 20 mm-hmm. minutes. Most of the time it's at least by an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look good to have three gynecologists on the same page.
We always putting a food next to don't flush your what is it, your wipes down the toilet for the City of Reading's ad. You know,
it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
No flushing way. Yeah. And
they're important ads, but they don't necessarily kind of look yummy next to a recipe.
Or restaurant ads. But
yeah. And speaking of restaurants, we have an article also on page. What page is that? I'm like, look down and I'm blind as a bat. Oh, 47, called Old School Touch. And this was fun. Rhonda asked me to go take photos for it, and I loved doing it, and was blessed with a basket of fries and a burger. Mm. But this is the Bud's Jolly Cone down in Red Bluff.
Oh.
And so
Bud's Jolly Cone.
Yeah, so this is one of those, you know, really cool old-fashioned off-the-highway stops that's been around for the beginning of time, very kind of a 50s vibe, greasy spoon, what you would call them. And this is a celebration because this has been operated by three generations of women. And you can see there by the photo, there's grandma, mom, and daughter. And so daughter is running the show now. But grandma did it, and then mom did it, and now she's doing it.
She says, when I was a baby, mm-hmm. I would sleep in the bread rack.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, how cool is that, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Bud's Jolly Cone is one of those places that's infamous down in the world of Red Bluff, but there are a lot of people that go down there, especially with you're going to head to Chico and you decide instead of taking 5 and cutting over that you come through Red Bluff and take 99. A lot of people will just stop there to get a cone, right? Like the old fashioned, cone.
I know exactly where this is, and now we're going to stop there next time at Bud's Jolly Cone just because of the story.
Yeah. And they have outdoor seating if when the weather's great, and then they have a little indoor seating. It's very clean and fun, and I got to go in the kitchen and take pictures of them at the fryers and the milkshake machines. And but it's just big fun. Good energy there. Lots of fun.
And she said that she received the mom received the Business Person of the Year in 2019. The guy that presented it to her said one of the reasons she got it is because she hired almost everybody in town for their first job.
Yep.
Excuse me, but a lot of kids go to these places, and that's where they learn, and it's part-time, it's during the summer, it may be on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And you could
definitely see that. I mean, and it was, when I was there at, I think school, either it was lunchtime or I don't remember if they were just let out, but there were, you know, high school grammar kids running around everywhere getting ice creams and shakes and stuff. And I'm like, you know that they're sitting there thinking, ooh, you know, one day I'm going to work here.
Well, no, I mean, that was the things. Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. But this is my haircutporium of choice and has been for a long time. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have appointments. That works out really well. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that right for you, and you zip in there, get your hair cut, and you're out. Or you can just hang around and hide, like some people I know. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Don't miss the Lance Michael Cornwell Band at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, March 11th. Lance Michael Cornwell is a high-energy country band from Northern California that plays your favorite 90s country music with a modern rock twist. Bring your dancing shoes and join us in the Wind River Event Center for a night you won't forget. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know,
was that dancing or
well,
were you just having a small
I was busting really some moves and I lost my balance and almost hurt myself. What did you say?
I said, are you having a slight seizure?
No.
Are you having small seizures or are you dancing?
I'm going to micro. I'm having a micro dance moment. Yeah. Here. I'm going to have them video that.
Ooh,
I'm
it's really snowing now.
Oh yeah, it is snowing hard outside. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to send the micro version of that to my friend Donald Jim, who when I danced in front of him one time in Iraq, he said, if you do it again, I'll shoot you, and I have a gun. So I'm going to send it to him because he's in Oklahoma, and I don't think he'll travel out here.
Yep.
Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. We're going through their 198th issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is our last... This is our last segment here. So if you want to hit here, but then go to the store because you've got a lot of stuff going at the store too.
We do, yeah. So, you know, we're getting closer to the cafe opening. And we got our coffee roaster. So we are actually up and roasting. We're not selling beans yet, but you can come in and we'll give you a sample of a dark roast or a medium roast of a Brazilian Oberon that we're doing right now. So we're just really testing out everything.
Sounds exotic.
Yeah, and I'm happy to share with a little Ziploc bag full for you to give it a try until our bags, you know, all of our official bags. Our company, just for people's recognition of branding, probably could have gone with Enjoy Coffee, but we decided that it's going to be its own entity, part of the incorporation. Yeah, but it's called Daystar Roasting. And a part of that is because the machine that we have is state-of-the-art.
It's called Daystart?
Daystar.
Oh, Daystar. Okay.
Yeah, Daystar Roasting.
I like it.
And the reason for that is that our machine is fully electric, and there's no plumbing, no off-gassing. If you open it up, it looks like a V12 Ferrari engine, right?
Mm.
Wow. It's got catalytic converters and stuff. And so this machine will be able to run off of solar. And so the sun being a star, right? And it being up in the day, so that's why we call it Daystar, and it's a nod to sustainable roasting and the whole electric movement that's coming. So
that's being forced upon us.
Yes.
Well. No, I mean it just is. But if it
exactly,
but
and you're going to like it,
you can control it. I would think. Of course, it's also plugged into the outlet just in case of days like this.
Yes, exactly.
I can't wait to try it. I'd like to have a dark roast because I've. For 2 days in a row, I used a medium roast because I like to brew it up in my little cowboy coffee pot. And for 2 days, it tastes like tea, no matter how long I boil it.
We have 3 or 4 different kinds of coffees up there.
And we've been trying for years to give you a roast that will put a little hair on your chest so that you can grow up.
He doesn't need a little hair on his chest. Anyway, let's talk about some of the more – and that's wonderful, and we love that Daystar Roasting is going to be –
When are you going to have that
venture?
Well, we're just waiting for our packages to
show
up.
So you're just waiting for the
But we are roasting, so.
I may just kind of sidle on over there for one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds really good. Okay, again, it's snowing outside.
Now, really?
It's not sticking, but this beautiful, where we are, of course, 1326 Market Street, we're down right close where 44 comes into to Market Street. But we want you to know that it's snowing outside, and it's not sticking where we are, but it looks, you know, it's beautiful outside. We are here with the folks from Enjoy, James Masada, Rhonda Alvey. We are closing our segment today with the March 2023, issue 198. We've got a couple more articles we want to hit, one of which is fascinating, about a gal named Joni Smith. She and her husband moved here from Oregon, and there's a wonderful article about that she bought a mortuary and learned to become a mortician, and there's a few colleges that do that. So she was working in the daytime. She got a part-time job in a mortuary and loved it. And we were talking about this at the break, that is a – like, you know, certain people who work with animals, or they have to end times, or when somebody's our daughter is a hospice nurse.
Yeah. Special people.
That they're special people, and that for her, she's found this calling, and she does affordable funerals.
Cremation, yeah.
And cremation, and this, she says in here, my burial cost is $2,400, and that includes the casket. Now, you know how many people pay $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 for funerals?
Yeah.
So she's found a passion, and not only that, when we think about for those people who don't want to be cremated, and those who ask the wish of what they want before they pass, that they don't want to have this big burden on their family. And she has found a niche.
Yeah.
And which is super important because, I mean, everybody deserves dignity at that time, right? And not everybody can afford that. And so to be able to actually have somebody that will provide a service that would give you closure and some type of peace at a really great price, right? I mean,
you know, you hate to say that, but that's true.
Yeah, it's scary, because, actually, to be able to think about, you know,
there's insurance policies or burial, you know, and they're for $10,000
easily,
you know, for something like that. Mm-hmm. And who knows?
Does she mostly do cremation? Is that what it said, or does she do?
She does all of it.
But she does. Yes. I want to be. There's beauty.
Mm-hmm.
There is beauty.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing with this person at the end of their life is you're making them beautiful. She said it's almost like a prom. It's kind of like there's a ritual. And when we saw that wonderful show about Taking Chance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how they were so beautiful with these soldiers returning and the washing of the hands. Yeah. And it was so touching.
Okay, we're running out of time. So, Rhonda and James, what do you have for your kind of final thoughts here? We're talking about mortuaries, and I'm talking about
my final thoughts is, yay, we're getting more snow and rain, and I love this weather, and I know the snow can be a real pain, but I just keep thinking how much water is being trapped.
Oh, my gosh. because even though it seemed like it rained a lot in February, it didn't. We were under the average.
On Golden Pond this weekend.
Yep. On Golden Pond
let's talk about that. And we have tickets for it, and we'll be for this weekend. So if you're interested in it, give us a call at 605-4567. And you can score a number of tickets on Golden Pond. We'll be giving them away all week.
And pick up an Enjoy magazine, especially, I mean, every article is wonderful, but this.
You can go to our website and say where we're found. There's like 400 rack locations.
We have a few. I'm going to be taking this one home, but we have a few magazines here at the station.
Yeah.
But it's all about women in business, and it's really can't wait to go from cover to cover.
I've got an idea for you. I'm going to talk to you offline because I want to give you more information. But one last thing we didn't hit was Etna Creek Outfitters, a lady that started an outfitting company up in Etna.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like
that's cool.
Oh, I mean, Etna's
a little happening place.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a weekend trip for us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that.
Okay, last thoughts today is the city is out working today. And what are they doing? They're putting these huge signs up that says pay here over every one of the of the parking machines, because people are going, well, where the hell are they?
Well, yeah. they hide.
They're
in little blue boxes somewhere.
Yeah. So, we know them because you live here. But what about somebody that's traveling in?
Right. Goes,
they would have no clue.
It says, you must pay. Well, where? And they don't even know what it looks like. So, anyway.
Thank you, Nathan, our producer.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, guys.
Rhonda. And
thank you.
Break a leg this weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great day and watch out for the weather, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back.